West Live.
The West Live.
With Tim Clark for Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by Wowga. On behalf of your local government. Making your community a better place to work, live and play.
Now, we're taking a permanent vacation, unfortunately, is the partnership between Julie Bishop and her boyfriend of 8 years.
Yeah, this is big news.
So shocked.
This
was her, I'm shocked.
Yeah, it's her long-term partner.
You could have coloured me shocked when I read this morning, Kate. I've got to say, they seem pretty solid.
They were in London last week together. So how
meeting Prince Charles?
Yeah.
As the future king caught Julie's eye, do you think? And she's gone, grass may be a little bit greener, or
maybe, they're just putting on a show for everyone, or he's blindsided her, or she's blindsided him.
Well,
I don't know.
Look,
so this is David Panton,
yes,
property developer.
David Panton, yes, we should say. He was very cruelly called Julie's handbag for a couple of years there, but he's a self-made man. He's obviously a very successful man himself. Good-looking rooster. But the Daily Mail, we all know the Daily Mail is sort of
highbrow.
A little bit hit or miss on the facts. But Dave said that David asked Julie out for dinner on Saturday night and broke the news there. I don't know. Is that the done thing?
I don't know. That seems very old school to me.
Well,
take them out to dinner.
At least he did it face to face. Although apparently he did send a text after.
Yes.
So, and then he was contacted by the Daily Mail, and there are some quotes saying that he wishes her well in her ongoing stellar career.
So, and he's going to be focused on living in Manly and Melbourne for the foreseeable future.
Well, half his luck. If he can afford properties in both Manly and Melbourne, then David's career has obviously been quite stellar as well.
So apparently they had not ever lived in the same city. They just travelled in between. So they had a semi-long distance relationship.
Yeah, interrupted by the pandemic, as our producer Mel said. There was some talk of that on a Westlife OB a couple of years ago, where she spoke very highly of David. So look, we wish them both well. We never like to see a relationship long-term or otherwise break up, but I'm sure they'll both be fine.
You've been listening to The West Live with Tim Clark for Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by Wowga. On behalf of your local government, making your community a better place to work, live and play. If the story behind the story matters to you, then you can count on thewest.com.au to deliver.